little, probably like a little quick little 10 minutes. Probably continue, I don't know. Probably just working on the vocals for right now. Dick she's not used to, and giving her dick that she's not used to. Use that in the same frame. I don't know how you think about your woman, how you think about your situation, period, or. Labels on high caliber women, low caliber women, high caliber men, low caliber men. But we think we can see that shit visually, like out of our own eyes. We can think we can pinpoint somebody that's like that, right? But in overall actuality, when you look at Instagrams and you see the model female taking pictures by herself on a yacht. You know what they don't look at the higher price range. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody that's out of her age range as well. Out of her pay range and age range. And by that time, money talks at that point. But on a rural and urban, it's all about appeasing the eyes. And depending on what level of a relationship you had, that would determine on your next one. And if you use the high caliber, high quality food, high quality clothing, excitement in your last relationship, and you get into a new one, and then it's just dull colors, and dull foods, and you know. Then you gonna start referring back to the old days. You know. You can't unwound a wound. You probably used to driving Toyotas with your girl like muscle cars and shit. Maybe because her last experience with muscle cars and everything like that, and she began to become intrigued with that lifestyle. High fashion, you know what I mean? High voltage language, you know, shit like that. When it comes to that, either you want to remain in something like that. One of the things is level up to where she noticed that, you know what I mean, you intrigued in some of the things that she's into, and you can do it in your own way. You can do things in your own way to strive to prevent any discouragement, any wrenches put into the relationship, because you're becoming a powerful force in her eyes, even if you already are. But now you want some of the things that she's intrigued. And now you can feel that growing into that field. Not only for her, but for you. Maybe it's things you're missing that she likes. Maybe it's just things she likes. But it's all up to you if you want to go down that, you know, down that road of handling situations in a high power way. And And with that, it's like, you know, high power shit, high power situations, high power. High power thoughts. This is probably going to be like a short 10 minute. The shortest vlog I did for you guys. It's packed with a lot of info. And me just rambling. I need everybody to. If y'all out there and y'all make joint papers, flower papers, you know what I mean, any kind of hemp, organic papers, send them my way. Hit me up, let me know, send me a box or whatever you got. It's spliff world around this bitch. Yes, yes, it's spliff world. I got a lot of Fonto trimmings, not gonna go to waste. For sure gonna give me another pack of Fontos, but for sure gonna give me like a couple packs of joint papers. Yeah, I need to re-up on my flowers as well. If y'all got flowers as well, holla at me as well. More so flowers than papers. But if it comes together, holla at me. I promote it in a prestigious way, in an opulence way. Old paper camera crew to promote y'all. That's free promotion on y'all. So y'all think about that. That's some game for y'all. Cause I just found this element joint paper. I know I had a paper just lingering around somewhere. Had a couple dupes left. So I should smack him. Should smack him. But yeah. And do y'all motherfucking business. If y'all fortunate enough to have Wi-Fi to listen to this, handle y'all motherfucking business. You feel me? Handle y'all business. However y'all translate in y'all country, handle your business. Work hard. Get a lot of money. Some people say saving money is for suckers. Save some money. Invest in some money. Let's try them methods. Save some money. And then, as you save in that money, you invest the other money from your spending into something you're interested in, that you use every day. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's basically, I would tell y'all the story of what happened yesterday. That shit was crazy. I got a couple minutes. I got 2 minutes for y'all. Well, what happened was, somebody made a fake account of somebody I know, a Saucy Adventure. So I hit her up. I was like, what's up, what you doing, where you at? And they in the South, they don't usually talk like that. So I seen the original account still lit up. So I hit her, I'm like, did you make another account? She's like, no, why? Because this motherfucker has made an account talking to me like that. You like sent the screenshot, motherfucker was acting dumb. Like, that's the shit I sent you last week. I'm like, nah, nigga, look at the time. It was just 2 minutes before I hit you up with that shit. She like, that's crazy. She told me, she asked me to ask them to video chat. I asked them, my video chat me. They went offline for a little bit. I get back on there. A lot of motherfuckers sent me a picture of her bossing the motherfucker and her sucking some dick. So I'm like, I'm already figuring out, I already kind of figured out who it was. Because I asked her, I'm like, what's this one woman? She acting oblivious, like, I don't know. I'm like, come on now, you know who the fuck. You feel me? So I said that before I even got the picture. When I got the picture, I'm like, this is for sure, bro, like, doing that shit, like, because she told me about, he ran somebody else off. But I'm like, that shit was manny, though. That shit was crazy. I sent the picture, then I unsent it because she went offline acting like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You feel me? Acting like, I don't know. I took it as like, look, listen, you the one who been hitting me up with the shit. I'll just let you know, like, what's going on type shit. And that was it. So, you know, that's just some wild shit, and that's facts. I could have put the picture up, but why would I do that? It's just facts, though. But just hit me up, though. DOG, and I'm out.
I symbolize shit year by year. Oh yeah, and it's about 12:30. Standing on my 10 toes. You feel me? Sean Puffy, P. Diddy Combs. lookalike. Trouble in paradise for that brother. And that troll, man, and that's what happens. You're not promoting the right symbols, I guess. Putting on my thinking watch, my podcast watch, is something that I do. It's crazy, corny, nice whisper. In the cut, then the roll doobies up. And we're about to get exclusive. I'm not about to break in out to detail about what the fuck going on with Sean Diddy fucking clones. Y'all punk asses can go do the fucking research and go figure out what the fuck's really going on. The whole world's motherfucking detectives already.
Motherfuckers been saying the same shit over and over and over and over again. So everybody is this fucking shocked that the shit really hit the fan. Like, come on now. All this shit is crumbling. Years later though, years later though. It's like nobody ain't safe in this space. Everybody gonna get took down. So this is the way people get took down. And answer my question on how all these people gonna get took down in this industry. And it's crazy because it felt like they didn't have no power. People felt like they didn't have no power to fight because this motherfucker was so hooked up into the higher power. But the higher powers got at the higher powers to give up the information to save they asked. So they got to the people that could cover up, that could make everything all so good and clean slate. And make sure nothing happens. They got to them people. The people that take care of Diddy's affairs, make sure everything goes away when shit goes bad, they got rid of. To reiterate what I said. I told y'all, motherfuckers, I wasn't gonna get into this. Into the whole ordeal of what happened. But this is ELG Music Group. So my theory, my take on all that shit is, you feel me? We ride with Pac. And all that shit that he doing, ain't nobody, you know what I mean? I'm not even here to judge or whatever he's doing. But you got all that motherfucking money, and this is what you decide to do with it. Are you entangled into this situation in order to establish this shit? In order to establish all this money and shit like this, you have to be part of that. Because records wasn't selling like that.
How many Biggie records you gonna sell? I mean, it's the Rock. Just the Rock. She was doing pretty well. Not to sound like a hater and shit like that, but Diddy notoriety and fame and force, that shit seemed like it was borrowed and catapulted from somewhere else. Like somebody had a hidden hand into his business. And I've been so busy. I've been catching the ass end of this shit. So what I'm giving y'all, I'm just giving you what I just seen like for the last 30 minutes of what's going on. It's pretty crazy. They raided a couple of his houses from Los Angeles to Miami to wherever. They did it simultaneously. That's the wild part of the whole shit. He's not paying his chili to the people no more. Or paying his tithes. That's the wild shit. But we about to get some motherfucking bubbles. There's some bubbles popping off in this bitch, cause
Alright, so it does look like Milk74's career has officially ended. Okay, so Milk74, mm-hmm. the self-proclaimed Gilligan Slayer, went ahead and decided to just turn his back on his entire fan base and go and do a podcast with the 16, even though he said about 1,000 times he would never do that again, as it would be against his morals to sit down with a person with kitty diddling allegations, etc. Like the six.
Yeah, that's crazy, Milk. But, you feel me? And that's another topic, though. I feel like something big is about to happen in life. Starting with the internet first, because everybody is acting fake. Everybody is exposing themselves as being as what they doing is being a skit. And all kind of shit. Like, people that slandered each other's names to no end, to no return, and then they all of a sudden get back into good graces, which is a good thing. But as a person that say they don't fuck with somebody and put that on everything they love, that they don't fuck with somebody, and you have foul words, foul shit to say to them, but then I turn back around, I slide through the hood, the block, whatever, and that motherfucker right there, y'all rolling weed and shit like that. That shit crazy. So I couldn't fuck with you. I couldn't trust you. I couldn't, you know, couldn't rock with you. Couldn't do that. So, so when Milk went on the No Jumper, you feel me? I watched both of their streams or whatever. He was adamant about not being back on there. But the brethren's gotta stay together. And I don't know. So that shit struck a nerve with this YouTube shit. I'm not even gonna get into that because that's a whole bunch of shit. That's a whole bunch of context and contact and information about some shit. And I think that's how they strategize it, to the point that you have to be so well detailed about what's going on by damn time you finish your transcript is. It's lengthy enough for you to monetize it. So, I'm not going to get into that. That's all the music news I'm getting into. I'm not getting into no frivolous shit like Kanye West hugs. Playboy Cardi. None of that bullshit. If y'all interested in the Diddy shit, everybody's topics. If y'all want me to elaborate on that shit and give my take on it, because me personally, I'm tired of the shit already. And that's the wrong attitude to have about shit like that. You feel me? Always got to stand on business. No matter what the circumstances. No matter how you feeling. You got to stand on business. I gotta figure that out. I gotta figure out what's that all about, because that's gonna be part of the topic as well. As a collective people, we gotta figure out some of these words and what some of the meanings. What's a word that's expressing the feelings, what we feel. You know? We gotta figure that out. That's very important. Cause I'll be sitting up here trying to figure out, like, hold on, let me get my weed. Y'all listen to the bubble sounds as I go get the weed. Yeah, so I forgot what we were talking about. Don't even got nobody here to remind me. I do got a tray. So basically, he's gonna start it off like this. I ain't been on here for a minute. I got a new spot. I got a new place. I'm at the old spot right now, but in a week or so, I'm gonna be moving to my new spot. So
I paid the deposit. New spot. Know what I mean? So, yeah. Feel good saying that. You know, a lot of people say it's hard work. A lot of people say it's hard work. It's a lot of focus. We gotta focus a lot. You gotta just apply yourself. You're not here to just speak to this shit. But sometimes telling people accomplishments is they want that to come with an answer at the end. On how like on how to. If that wanted to be you know, somebody wanted to know, point blank period, man. I'm trying to use big words, but I can't. Cause I'm loody. And I can't be eloquent right now. And my back is itchy. Hell of shit going on. Oh, trying to get comfortable. Yeah, about to roll this doobie blunt up. That's gonna be the best. Man, I blew through this whole fucking zip. This fucking zipper. Take these socks off. My feet is like, come out. We wow. Whoa, sounds. Smell like feet. You stupid motherfucker. Okay, what we doing? 30%. That's cool. We can rock with that. Because I'm like, with the saucy adventure, you ain't gonna be saying nothing. I ain't talking to you all down the business. If you wanna get home kind of the same time, but understand, you start your new show. So I'm not mad. But I got a lot of energy, so. And I owe y'all some motherfucking episodes. I know y'all, shout outs to everybody that's been looking and fucking with me. I've been looking. Shout outs to y'all. Y'all been growing with me. Y'all for sure been growing with me. Y'all been through a lot. Y'all been through a motherfucking lot. I just started this shit. Y'all don't understand. Like, I got classic episodes that I can't even replicate this shit. Y'all don't even understand. Like, I can't even replicate. I got people in these podcasts that I will never hear and see their face ever again. Because they're not here on this earth anymore. You understand that? So, I've been potting. It's been like that, you know what I mean? It's not like I just picked up this shit and everything is hunky-dory and everybody is just all happy and nothing happened. Nothing happened while I've been doing this shit. Like, and not to get into that, not to get into no dark shit like that, but I'm just saying, like, this is me reflecting. Just me reflecting on things like, damn, this shit is what I really, really wanted to do. And really wanna, you know, and take it there. This is the reason. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just don't understand what I be doing, what I be talking about. Because y'all think I just be jibber-jabbering off the lip. That's definitely not it. What I'm telling y'all is every topic I talk about, I dissect it. And I want y'all to follow it. Follow it and get all the gems out of it. I'm gonna drop a lot of gems. So whichever topic is more interesting to you, just dissect it. Think for yourself. Because I find humans, you know, human beings, interesting people. I take a look back and I'm just like, you know what? These motherfuckers is real interesting because everybody got their own mind. Everybody got their own creative way of doing shit. You know what I mean? And even when people do the similar shit to you, that's even incredible. Type shit like, damn, these motherfuckers really think like me. So it's like kind of like, both ways, it's like, fuck, that shit cool. Like, motherfuckers, you know, they had their own way. And the shit is, and certain shit that people do, it seem kind of magical and unreal. But it be the simplest shit. I guess that's why styles is so popular, because it's like visual science or something like that. I gotta study imagery or some shit. I gotta study like imagery or some shit because it don't make no sense. I feel like I be saying the same shit as an artist, as a painter, as an illustrator. Yep. So I just gotta focus on that because all this imagery shit, all this imagery shit is crazy. It
and get people paid just for you know about amateur arts and shit. Imagine getting paid millions of dollars for paintings. But don't just imagine, go for it. You know, yeah, we got the we might just go a whole hour since I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Y'all liked it at the high vital, the high power sauce episode. I appreciate that. This is crazy, though. You gotta have a sound mind, for sure. That shit crazy though, because we got a lot of topics. We got a lot of topics to talk about. We got a lot of shit to get on. We're not talking about none of this internet shit. That shit is canned. I'm just going on YouTube just to listen to audiobooks, movies, and motherfucking bubble sounds, nigga. Fuck all the dumb shit for everything else. All that ghetto soap opera shit. Why not just give y'all an hour? I might just give y'all as soon as it's right over. I just set this shit up and I'm gonna have to publish this shit and all that shit. And I know that's like being lazy. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm high. I've been working all the fucking day. I can get y'all some gems though. For sure. Now let me know y'all taking these gems. So I got a person directly I gave gems to, and they took them and they succeeded. They succeeded like a motherfucker. All I gotta do is listen. let me know. Give me a heads up. Follow my YouTube and shit. ELG, if you don't know. Hashtag ELG Music Group. Just type in ELG. It's going to have a lot of shit, a lot of music, a lot of content. Probably be hard to find it. I know I need to make me a Saucy Talk YouTube. Figure out how I'm going to do that. Doing it by myself, so. You know, if y'all like to talk, I'm going to figure it out on YouTube. I've been doing this shit for years. People doing this shit for a fad. People even trying to take my fucking name, the Saucy Talk name. Just for a fad. I'm gonna do podcasts, see what I'm gonna do. I do this shit because it's therapeutic. I give a fuck if it's nobody listening to my shit. And that's the difference between me and everybody else. This shit's therapeutic. I give gems. I taught myself I need a recording device so I can speak on shit so I can remember something. Maybe I can go back over it sometimes and listen to some shit that I said that I forgot. You know? It's 2024. Cars are getting electric. Everything is getting electric. Smart houses, smart. Smart everything, smart water, smart food. Just not smart people. Read all the books. Read every book y'all see that y'all like. Fuck the cover. If y'all like the cover, read it. Learn the words. Learn new words that y'all don't use. Learn the words that y'all never seen before. Research them. Put them to y'all motherfucking vocabulary. I'm telling you. Read all the game. Read that. Read. Just read the shit. Comprehend the shit. Comprehend what you read. Comprehend what you read. Don't read it and not comprehend it. Comprehend what you fucking read. Comprehend me. Understand what the fuck you reading. If it take a couple times, keep fucking reading it until you get the shit. Research the shit until you get the shit. You know how to research shit. You know how to research songs and shit. Research the fucking shit. Research a word a fucking month. Utilize that bitch. Utilize me. Use it, motherfucker. Use that new word. You know what I'm saying? Just a dope smoke. It's the dope part of it. Ooh. That's my fucking hit. I need some water. But yeah, though, man, y'all want to live lavish and nice cars, a nice house, youngsters. I know y'all probably not worried about that shit, but think about it. Nice condo, nice apartment, nice house, nice whip. Money left over to enjoy whatever you know what I mean. got to put that work in. You know what I mean? You got to be serious. You got to put one foot forward in front of the next. Always keep looking forward. As long as you're moving forward, that's good. No matter how many steps you take, as long as you're moving forward. You know what I mean? You know? In other news, I know I sound dumb right now, but, you know, I think I'm a psychologist, so I'm trying to figure out what would the word be for somebody that's, they have an opposite sex as a friend. But they have flirtatious ways. Because can I call it flirtatious when they're not being flirtatious, but they'll be like, hey, friend. How you doing, friend? What do you call that? What is that indication? Because I know what the indication is when a female say, hey, best friend. You know. And it's like, but you know, it ain't nothing that you have to question. It's just a case of, you know what it is, I know what it is, and you know what it is. You already know. So why act oblivious? It's a whole bunch of obliviousness. A whole bunch of obliviousness. Right? A whole bunch of obliviousness. But see, it's a lot of shit that's been going on. Like, as I've been pondering, shit be trying to fall in my lap. Like what's happening? Out the Woolworths type shit, right? Me being me. All I gotta say is the law of attraction is real. You know what I mean? But it's a mixture of things. And yes, I'm intertwining dialogue with stories and all that type of shit. Just let me land. Because this dude about to be up. But yeah, this dude about to be gone. And that's going to be the end of this segment. So obliviousness. When I talk to somebody and they tell me things like they just have a friend and they just friends and shit like that, but I'm just seeing like, I do my research to make sure I know who I'm dealing with before I, so I can see how they play their cards. So I just let them know if they pass a couple tests, a couple firm tests, I let them know some things like, okay. But at the same time, it's kind of like shit been thrown my way, and I'm just like, and I've been solid. Not like I'm not solid, but I've been solid. I got situations where I kind of you feel me, but. I know it was, if anything, they ain't going nowhere type shit, but I'm being solid. So decode that any way y'all want, because I know people going to be listening, and you feel me, just know. I am just doing my part. But yeah, I was going to get into like trying to go deep dive and start researching shit, but I think I got some things out. I got some other things I gotta handle. And check for another episode though, cause I gave y'all a couple things to think about. I gave y'all some music updates. It might be a part two tomorrow. Like this should just be daily for y'all, huh, right? I might got a part two coming after this. Sooner or later. Like literally sooner or later. Give y'all an update on everything. I gave y'all a couple updates about the new pad coming. I gave y'all a couple new updates. Probably be at a part two of the year of the donut. So, we're gonna see.